Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show, and you can join in to the debate that we're about to have. 833-JOE-ALEX. I wanted to ask Alex this, but she's actually off today. She was in Dallas over the weekend, and her flight back, because the storms got delayed, she got in really late this morning, so she's taking a nap right now and getting her beauty sleep. But her being on a plane, she could probably answer this. But I think we've all flown. When it comes to flying in the middle seat, does the person sitting in the middle seat on an airplane get both of those armrests? Or if they don't, then what do? Do they get one? Like, do they get the left side? Do they get the right side? Do they get none? 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. We'd like to hear your input. Live the Web Girl, you've been on a plane before.
Yeah.
What do you think? If you're in the middle, what do you get as far as armrests? Because you got somebody on your left and somebody on your right, and they got armrests too.
So I think that you should probably get the one on the left, definitely.
So it's like everybody get the left one guaranteed?
Right,
like the outside row gets that one?
Yeah, because sometimes like planes, if they only have like one armrest in between each seat, a lot of times like if you have the window seat, you don't have an armrest on the right side.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the left one, so you'll get the next left one, and then the person on the aisle seat has the most outer left one.
See, I feel like if you're in the middle, you're screwed. Like especially if you're sitting next to me on your left or your right, I'm a big guy, so I'm totally spilling into your seat. I feel like if you're in the middle, you were in the right for two armrests, and that's just how life is.
Yeah, I mean, in a perfect world, maybe, but honestly, if I'm in the middle, I don't even really use the armrest at all.
You don't?
No, I just like tuck my arms in and I just sleep sitting up, or I put my tray down and I put my arms on the tray and put my head on the tray, and that's where I sleep.
Or here's another scenario I just thought of. Let's say you are in the middle. Those ones come up, right? The left, like in the middle, they come up left and right side, they come up, don't they?
I think all of them do, yeah.
Well, the one on the very outside, they never do. Like the aisles, those don't go all the way up.
I think they do.
They do?
Yeah.
I've never been able to. Hey, if you like fly, like, you know, I mean, sorry, if you're like a stewardess, I would love to know. Maybe you have the actual expert opinion. You know what you're talking about here. 833-JOE-ALEX to settle this debate. Pork Chop, what do you think, man? Who gets what in that middle stuff?
This is actually very interesting. I've never thought about this until now, and I'm kind of doing the math here. So if there's three seats, right?
Imagine correct.
Three mm-hmm. people sit there.
Six elbows, yes. Unless you're missing an appendage.
Yes. So six elbows, and there's typically four armrests. So then I was thinking, definitely the person, you know, sitting next to the window, they've got one for sure that they know is theirs. Mm-hmm. And the person on the outside, they've got one for sure they know is theirs.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like it's whoever is like, the bigger, like Joe, you.
It's objective. It's not like it's not black and white. You're saying there's some gray area.
Yeah, but I feel like whoever's the bigger
person.
No, the bigger, like, can I say D?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's gonna get two.
Jerk.
You're saying if you take both the middle ones, you're a jerk then.
Well, I'm saying if you're sitting by the window,
you're
or on
a
the
turd
right
burglar.
Or on the left, it doesn't matter. Whoever the bigger jerk is sitting, that's the person that's going to get two.
Yeah, I think
rests.
That doesn't matter what seat Joe was in, he would expect to have both arms.
No, here's my thing.
Exactly.
If he's in the middle, he's like, I'm in the middle. I'll get you armrests. I'm in the window. This stinks. And then if he's in the aisle seat, he's like, the aisle seat is the worst. I get both armrests.
I never can get the armrest up in the aisle seat. It's always pinching my thigh. No, here's what I would do. If I was in the middle, I would put both of them up. I would try to keep my fat rolls contained, but I would have more room because I'd feel like I was like a piece of Spam in a can.
I don't want your body spilling over into my seat. So you want keep those down.
So you want me to have like a little muffin top right there?
I want there to be a little bit of a guarded area. I want there to be a fenced off area. I don't want you touching me if I don't know you.
Okay. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Michelle.
Michelle, you got anything that you can contribute to this? What do you think?
Actually, I do. I am a flight attendant, and I've actually had this happen a lot, and you're 100% correct, as in common courtesy is the person in the middle seat gets the armrest because the person on the aisle has the armrest, and the person at the window has that armrest plus the fuselage to lean against. If you have a 3.5-hour flight, tucking your elbows in, you're going to get cramped. The tray tables, I don't recommend laying on because those things do not get cleaned.
Oh! really?
Yeah.
A plane is a cesspool.
That's so gross.
For germs.
That's so gross.
Yeah, don't eat off the tray tables. If you do, bring a Sani wipe and wipe that thing down before you lay on it.
Now, what about like me? I'm a fat guy. Where should I sit? Do you think it's the best thing? Like, should I
drive?
Sit? Shut up, Liam. Shut up.
I would definitely recommend staying away from the middle seat if you can.
Yeah,
stay extra, sit on the aisle, sit at the window. If you can fit comfortably, I would recommend the exit row. Those normally have more room.
Yeah, do not sit by the window, because then if you have to get up to go to the bathroom, you're making everybody on the plane move.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah, just put your butt
in the face.
Right,
but then when you sit on the aisle, then you have to get mad at everybody bugging you to get up.
These are so many good
things.
And
he gets mad very easily, so this is true. See? I think that flying might just not be for Joe.
Or Joe, just sit at the exit window and, you know, accidentally exit window, and then you'll be, you know, just, you'll fly out.
Oh my gosh.
What are you trying to say?
I don't understand.
Are you saying, I don't understand. Explain yourself.
No, go ahead.
You got the jokes. Let's hear what you're trying to say.
The exit row usually has more space, right?
Right.
Yeah, so that's why you want to sit there. Yeah, Joe, that's a great idea.
No, I think what we've come to in this whole debate is the conclusion is Joe should just not fly.
That is not even true.
He should just stick to driving.
I am a wonderful passenger on an airplane.
I don't believe that.
Are you serious?
What do you do if there's a crying baby?
I say, oh, wow, that baby's annoying. But I don't say, like, shut your baby up or I'm going to put in the overhead bin.
I can see you saying stuff under your breath like, oh, wow, they got to bring a crying
baby.
No, that's Lindsay, my wife. She'll complain about that. I don't say anything.
Pay for first class.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like that would happen.
Like, you think I'm gonna spring for anything above economy?
Yeah, never.
Have you met me? Hi, my name's Joe. I'm the cheapest guy in the world.